Today, we're doing another in the series, Ask a Financial Advisor, where I answer the questions sent in by my viewers, the readers of my newsletter, and the general public as well. Now, this next question comes from a friend of mine who is learning more about personal finance and how they can understand the system better so that they can use it to their advantage. I'm really, really proud of this person. And the question that they asked is extremely relevant to every single one of us. It's something that we talk about with our clients constantly. So let's get into the question. I invest in my company's retirement plan and understand that the account is tax deferred, meaning I don't pay taxes as it grows, but will pay taxes later when I take the money out. How much in taxes will I pay on this account, and how are my other investments taxed? What other accounts are out there for me to utilize? Really, really great question, relevant to every single one of us as investors, and a topic that we talk about again with all of our clients. And this specific topic is asset location. How are you holding your investments? What kind of accounts are holding these investments? And what are the tax rules with these different accounts? Because there are different rules and different ways to take advantage of them. So in this example, my friend in the question said that they're investing in their company's retirement plan, most likely a 401k, or if they're a teacher, a 403b, for example. Majority of these contributions go in pre-tax, meaning that you have not paid taxes on that amount just yet. And so the benefit for you is you get to lower your taxable income. You get a tax break right now for your contributions. And as mentioned in the question, your money grows tax deferred, meaning that you don't pay taxes throughout the years that it's growing. It just gets to grow without paying taxes on it. Now, the way it works is when you hit retirement age and you start taking money out, you are going to be taxed at ordinary income rates, which can be as high as 37%. So the money you take out from these types of accounts in your retirement will be added to your income, will count as income for the year, and will be taxed as high as 37% if you reach those thresholds, your marginal tax brackets. Now, even if you don't need the income from these types of accounts, the government says at age 72, we are going to force you to take out withdrawals because we want to collect tax revenue on this money. This money has been sitting there growing tax deferred, and they want to tax it. So they're going to force you to take money out every single year. And as you get older, that amount that they force you to take out is going to increase as well. So they're going to force you to pay taxes, and it may not be efficient for you. It may be something that you're forced to do and you don't really want to do. So that's traditional pre-tax types of accounts, your IRAs, your 401ks. They operate the same way. If it's a traditional IRA, traditional 401k, traditional 403b, you get the tax benefit now, but you pay taxes later on. Now, to stick with these types of retirement accounts, the other side is the Roth account, and you can have a Roth IRA, individual retirement account, just the same way as you have a traditional one. You can also have a Roth 401k and Roth 403b. You just have to check with your employer if the plans offer that type of Roth tax account. Now, the way a Roth account works is this. You don't get a tax benefit when you contribute money. This money is contributed technically as after-tax money. You've already paid taxes on it, or you will be paying taxes on it when you do your taxes for the year. So you don't get a tax benefit now. It does grow tax deferred, just like the other traditional 401k, 403b IRA plans do. But at retirement age, at age 59 and a half, when you decide to pull money out, if you do, 100% of that balance, your contributions and the gains throughout the year, 100% of that is going to be tax-free. You will not have to pay taxes on your Roth balance when you hit retirement age after age 59 and a half. So again, you're giving up a tax benefit on the front end when you're contributing to get a tax-free benefit later on when you have a bigger balance, and hoping you have a bigger balance. One of the great things about a Roth is there are no forced distributions. And like I said previously, with the traditional accounts like an IRA, you are going to be forced to take distributions at age 72, even if you don't want to. And that's because the government wants to tax you on that. They want to collect some tax revenue. In a Roth account, there are no forced distributions. You can just have that account sitting there. If you don't need it, let it grow. Now, for pre-tax and Roth, both types of accounts, we're talking about 401ks, 403Bs. We're talking about IRAs, right? Traditional and Roth. They're going to have contribution limits on them. There are certain limits on how much you can contribute. There are yearly limits. And also with IRAs, there are income limits. If you earn too much, you may not be able to contribute to them. So we went over the pre-tax and Roth. There's one more account that we have to go over as well, and that is the post-tax account. For majority of people, that's the money that they get in their bank account that they're going to contribute to, let's say, a brokerage account or directly into a mutual fund, for example. There's no IRS code of you getting a tax benefit or anything like that. You're just investing into an after-tax account. And one of the great things about this is there are no limits. There's no income limits for that. There's no limit as to how much you can contribute on a yearly basis. If you have the money available, you can just invest. So how does an after-tax account like a brokerage account work when it comes to my taxes? Well, let's say you put money into this brokerage account, into the investment. What you've purchased that investment for is your cost basis. It's the money that you put in. Anything above that amount is going to be taxed as a gain. Now, if you take that money out within a year, you're going to be taxed at ordinary income rates, which can be as high as 37%. If you wait longer than a year, you'll get more favorable rates, which are the capital gains tax rates. And those will go as high as 20% or a little bit extra if you earn over a certain amount. But they are a lot lower than the marginal tax brackets and rates that can go as high as 37%. Now, here's a thing to also keep in mind when it comes to taxes in an after-tax account, like a mutual fund, like a brokerage account. During the year, there may be distributions in the investment that you have. There may be dividends that get paid out. There may be, in the mutual fund, gains that get paid out because they're selling different positions within the mutual fund. If you're in an after-tax brokerage account, those will be paid out to you during the year, and you are responsible for paying the taxes on those distributions in the year that they happen. You don't get any sort of tax deferral like you would with a 401k, 403b, or an IRA. So that's one of the drawbacks to it. But it is a fully liquid account, meaning you can take the money whenever you need to. There's no account penalties for taking that money out early. It's your money. And again, no income limits or contribution limits in terms of what you can do when you add money to the account. So very, very useful for a lot of investors out there. So we went over the three types of accounts that are out there and how they're taxed and how the IRS is going to view them. Now, what's important is understanding how each of these accounts affect you personally. How do they affect your finances? And I want you to understand that this is not an all or nothing type approach. You don't have to just pick one. A good financial plan is going to allow you to utilize all three types of accounts to get the benefits that they offer you. Each account is going to have its own benefits. It's going to have its own drawbacks, but the real benefit is utilizing them in a plan together. How do they complement each other and complement what you're trying to accomplish? So when we're thinking about the taxes that we pay on our investments, let's zoom out a little bit and think about the investments that we're holding and the accounts that they're being held in. How does that affect your taxes and how does that affect your financial plan going forward? If you don't have a plan, if you don't have an understanding about this, this is something that you're going to want to sit down and figure out. And if you're having trouble with that, it's something that you're going to want to reach out to a trusted professional to have them help you figure out. It's very, very important that you understand how your investments are owned in what types of accounts and what are the benefits and drawbacks of each. Because when you need this money eventually, when it comes to retirement, when it comes to funding the goals that you have for yourself, this is important. How do we take money out in a way that's penalty-free and tax-efficient so we don't pay more than we need to the government? Thank you so much again for tuning into this episode of Ask a Financial Advisor. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much and take care. I'll see you soon.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC. Content in this material is for general information only and not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual.